Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And on today's episode, we are talking about some of our favorite quiet spots in the parks and some of our, some of the best views?
Some of the best views in Disney World and some of our favorite quiet spots.
Okay, so I butchered that introduction.
Yes, you did.
That's what happens when Randy's not here. But first, hey, before we get into the topic, can we do a hot take real fast?
Yeah, let's go.
So I've been thinking about this whole... So D23 came out a few weeks ago, and they announced this new Monsters Inc. land.
Yes. Right?
Now, the concept art, kind of two different places. The rumors have been this may take place over in Animation Courtyard where Star Wars Launch Bay is.
Yes.
Which would be a great place. We've already talked about that. Or over where the Muppets are, which would, I mean, just create a ton of fan backlash if they got rid of the Muppets. I've been on the train of put this thing over an Animation Courtyard. But I tell you what, dude, I've been listening and watching some things, and the more and more I think about it, I think they're going to put this over by the Muppets.
I do too.
Yeah. So I got four reasons why I think this is going to happen.
Okay.
All right. So hot take, I guess we'll call this a new segment in our podcast, you know, hot takes with Ryan. Okay. So, and this is in no particular order, right? So if you look at the Muppet area, right? Number one, they don't sell merchandise.
No.
Let me backtrack. They don't move merchandise. Is there even a store over there?
There is a small store on the backside of the theater.
Oh, that's right.
It's a very, very small store, though.
Do you ever buy stuff from there?
Never.
No. Okay. So number one, they're not moving merchandise. Okay. Number two, have you ever bought... I mean, you scratch that. They don't sell lightning lanes, or do they? They don't sell lightning lanes for the Muppet Show.
I would honestly have to look.
Could, yeah,
the last guys trip we took was the first time I had ever seen the Muppet Show. So
what?
Yeah, that's
that was the first time you had ever seen it,
and I fell asleep during it.
Okay, well, that does happen. It's a nice, comfortable theater.
Yeah,
nice and air conditioned. It's a fun show. It's a fun show, but you're not paying to see it. It's not going to be an individual. It's not light. Is it still a lightning lane? It's a multi-pass or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you can.
I'm going to have to edit that part out.
Yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
So they're not making any money that way. That's reason number two. Okay. Number three, Disney does not shy away from getting rid of fan favorite attractions.
Exhibit B, Tom Sawyer Island and the... And the ferry boat, not the ferry boat, the
steamboat.
The steamboat, yeah.
They're going to be getting, as of right now, they're getting rid of it.
Yes.
But, I mean, just in Hollywood Studios, one of my favorite attractions was the Great Movie Ride. Yep. Gone.
Gone.
Great, what is it, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Gone.
Gone. What else? I mean, they get rid of things.
Yeah. They're not shying away from, I mean, they take the whole Disney... The parks are always evolving mantra to the fullest degree that they can.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that Walt Disney was very much a progressive man. He was okay with, if things weren't working, let's get rid of it. Hey, if things are getting too old, let's get rid of it. And this is from a guy who, I mean, he was at Disneyland from, 55 through 66? He was really present during that time, and he'd be like, yeah, let's move on if it's not making money. So
for sure.
Number four, the infrastructure is already there. I think this is the biggest thing. If you look at Animation Courtyard and what they would have to do to get that ready for a Monsters, Inc. type land, which is, according to the concept art, going to be a metropolis. So the door coaster or the new coaster they're going to build, plus shops and buildings and a courtyard. That's going to take infrastructure. They're going to have to get rid of that cast member office building.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that, or maybe not as much over at the Muppets.
The other thing I'll have one argue for and one argue against what you're saying here. My argue for what you're saying here is not only do you have a space for it in the theater where the Muppets 3D is happening right now, you have two ready-made restaurants that you can easily retheme into some sort of Monsters, Inc. Because I would find it hard to believe that they're going to eliminate two restaurants from a already Slim Pickens Hollywood Studios restaurant park. I don't think there's a lot of restaurant options at Hollywood Studios, really good ones. And so I think 100%
correct.
To come into that area and say, oh, by the way, we're going to level Mama Melrose and we're going to level, what is it, Rizzo Pizza?
Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah. Thank you. I just don't see that happening. They're going to have to keep those restaurants there, and I think they'll retheme them.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. They're going to keep them there and retheme them into some sort of monsters, which I think could be fun, right? I mean, one of the great scenes of Monsters, Inc. is the whole sushi scene where Boo actually escapes, you know, from the restaurant there. And so anyways, I just think there's a lot of areas you could go and some fun food items that you could create over on that side. Now, my counter argument to that is there is absolutely nothing going on at Animation Courtyard. I mean,
it's a ghost town over there.
Nothing. And so if I'm a Disney exec or a Disney Imagineer, I'm pitching pretty hard that why would we take an area that is already, maybe it's not thriving, but it's certainly not a ghost town, right? You know, Muppets 3D, Pizza Rizzo, Mama Melrose, it's drawing some sort of action over there.
Have you ever eaten at one of those places?
I used Pizza Rizzo as an AC refuge one day when it was like 180 degrees at Hollywood Studios, and I literally thought I was going to die. It was during COVID, so you had your masks on and all that stuff. And I just was like going into like some sort of heat exhaution. And so that's
but did you but have any pizza?
No.
Oh.
I just.
Did it smell good in there at least?
It smelled good.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I just think over there at Animation Courtyard, I mean, the Little Mermaid theater area, nothing. Like, it's been closed for years now.
Yeah.
And so I just. And then, I don't know. I mean, other than deep cut Star Wars fans are going into Launch Bay anymore.
I haven't been in that building in years.
Yeah, and so I think there's lots of space over there to be able to do a lot of great things and just turn that whole thing over to a Monsters, Inc. land.
Okay.
Those are my two counter or my argument for and against what you're saying.
That's why they call this a hot take segment.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I'm probably on the side of I like the Muppets, and the Muppets just don't do. I heard this today, and I guess we'll close out this segment with this. The Muppets, and I guess you'll have to fact check me, listeners, but I heard this on another podcast. If you take, I think they've done like 10 Muppet movies since what, the 70s?
Yeah.
And if you add up and account for inflation, they have made less money than the 5 Chipmunk movies that have come out.
Yeah.
So, and I heard that. Let me give credit to the Disney Dish podcast. That's where I heard that. I mean, unfortunately, the Muppets just it's not a moneymaker.
Yeah.
So, I can't see the Disney exec saying, yeah, we're going to keep this attraction here when it doesn't make us any money and use Animation Courtyard for another project down the road. So right. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. That's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Hot takeover.
All right. So some of our favorite views at Disney World and then some of our best quiet spots. So this is what I kind of made me think about this. I think, you know, I was thinking today.
We should have some sort of relaxing music.
We should.
We should have brought some
relaxing, Zen.
Some Zen garden type music.
No, I had a lot of driving around today with work. And so I was thinking, you know, to an outsider, a non-Disney fan, if you just ask the average person who doesn't go to Disney, you know, all the time like we do, or even, you know, every couple of years like we do, you know, I think a lot of people just view Disney as another amusement park with rides and overpriced foods and, you know, kind of going back to the, what did we say, the seven lies you shouldn't believe about mm-hmm. Disney, just all yep. these, all these, misinformed, misunderstood thoughts and ideas about what Disney is. But I think for a lot of true Disney fans, they know it's like, it's so much more. It's not just about the rides. It's not just about, you know, the food or any of those things. I mean, I have said many, many times, and I've done it a couple of times, I can just go and sit on Main Street for half an hour and watch the crowd go by and watch a parade or watch just people watch in general. And I am perfectly happy.
And that's probably a good reason why they don't put benches on Main Street.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people would be doing just that, would be sitting and doing some people watching and kind of taking in the ambiance and
yes,
the sounds yeah. and the crowds. So yeah, same reason why they don't put mirrors in the bathrooms there.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people taking up time.
Hanging out.
Yeah. Hanging
right.
out.
Yeah, for sure. So I wanted to kind of compose a list. It doesn't have to be a 1, 2, 3 list, or just maybe pull back in some of our memory bank here and talk about some of the best views we think you can find at Disney World and why we love them so much. Why, what about those views, you know, brings those happy memories or happy feelings or just a good time while you're at Disney outside of the food and the rides and the shows and everything else.
Yeah, because one of my favorite views is having a cheeseburger spring roll in my hand and me looking at it. That's a great view.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. So I'll kick us off here. And one thing that I've done before that I think is a really... you know, I think it's a combination of both some of the best views you'll get at the parks and one of the best quiet, get away from the crowds kind of moments is if you are an early morning riser, which I tend to be, and you're staying on site at a Disney themed hotel, man, some of the mornings out in the resort grounds and just walking around, you have your, you know, your resort mug that they sell there at the you know, lunch station and all that, there at the resorts. It's just a great quiet time to kind of just take it all in. And I'm telling you, if you've stayed on site at some of the resorts or even just visited or walked through some of the resorts, the landscaping, the architecture, some of the most beautiful grounds that you could find are on Disney Park resorts. I mean, just one that I'm thinking of right off the top of my head is, you know, the Riverside Resort. Port Orleans Riverside. It's set in like late Deep South, you know, late 1800s. The hotel buildings look like huge plantations. It's just the grounds are so gorgeous there. Just absolutely. They got the oak trees with the oak moss kind of hanging down, and it just looks like you stepped into a movie set. I mean, it's just amazing. And so anytime you have a chance to take an early morning stroll at a resort, I think you're going to see some of the best views that Disney World has to offer. And I mean, that's not to mention, you know, you go to the Polynesian and you're looking across the lake and you see the castle there and you got all the tropical grounds and landscaping. It's just every resort has some beautiful grounds to walk through.
Well,
early
I think
in
that's
the morning.
That's a testament to, well, first of all, Walt himself, but also to the Imagineers, is that sight lines are a big deal. So when they design an attraction, a pavilion, a resort, a park, or whatever, they're always focusing on what are the sight lines. If I look to the west, what am I looking at? If I look to the east, what am I looking at? So sight lines are a big deal, and I think you're right. I think it, really anywhere you look from a resort, and I haven't been to the Riverside, well, since the 90s when it was what was it called? Dixie Landings Resort.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't remember it being the way you just described it, but all right, so I have one.
Okay.
One of my favorite spots, not only is it, well, it has the potential to be quiet depending on the time of day you're there, but I like this spot right kind of at sunset. So this is, if you are in the France Pavilion at Epcot, walk over to the side, to the railing that overlooks the lake. Mm-hmm. And the lights are coming on around the World Showcase. The countries are lighting up, and just kind of, and you know, not when it's 95 degrees, but when it's, you know, when it's a nice, you know, let's say sub 80 degree night, and you're, again, the sounds, the ambiance, the people watching, and just looking out, you know, over that lake, over that lagoon at the World Showcase. And you can almost do this, well, not almost, you can do this really from any country. You kind of pick your favorite country and look across the lagoon there and look at the countries that are around the World Showcase from whatever vantage point you want to be at. For me, it's France. I do like, I love watching it too from just next to Mexico.
Oh, yes.
Is a nice spot.
You get yourself some chips and salsa and sit there at that
Get you a lot of things there at the Mexico Pavilion. But I just love, and then when the lights come down and they do the show and the big lanterns come on.
Yes.
That is just, that's a really fun, I mean, they really knocked it out of the park with Epcot, pun intended.
They really did. I think Epcot is one of those just, without even trying, it's just got this, you know, especially the World Showcase, it's just got this feel and this ambiance and this romantic, you know, atmosphere to it, where if it's, like you said, if it's a nice, cool evening and you can just kind of take a stroll, it's a wonderful place to just take it all in and not be in a rush to go do anything.
Now, the opposite of that is during a festival, like the food and wine or the art festival, that right there in France gets really crowded.
Yeah.
Like beyond crowded, like just shoulder to shoulder, like get me the heck out of here.
Yes, but absolutely.
Again, on the right night, the right temperature, that's a great spot.
Yeah, totally agree. All right. So my next one, this is kind of a gimme one, but you can't beat it. And that's in the hub area. So for those of you that may not be familiar with all the Disney vernacular and code words that we use, the hub is this grassy area right as you are exiting Main Street. So right at the end of Main Street, but right before you get to the castle. And the reason why they call it a hub or the hub is because it's all based on Walt Disney's design of this spoken wheel design of his parks that looks like a wheel hub. And at Disney World, what they've done is they brought in that turf, like artificial turf, and it's just a nice greenery area where you can sit and chill and kids are running around. And my actual favorite view is not, you know, clear up at the partner statue, which is the statue of Walt and Mickey, but it's actually back just past Casey's Corner or just past the Plaza restaurant, right at the end of Main Street. And again, it's that artificial turf area. I just think,
hold up, the Plaza restaurant,
they're on the, what is that? The right-hand side.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, there's the ice cream shop there at the corner as well.
Okay. I was confusing it with Tony's. I'm like, okay, what?
Yeah,
okay,
the opposite.
No, you're right.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Disney has picked up on this because now whenever you buy your dessert packages for the special fireworks view, you know, this area is all roped off. But back in 2017, 2018, 19, you know, that was the spot to watch Happily Ever and just see the castle and all the projections on the castle. It's just a perfect viewing spot. And even if you're not watching fireworks, you know, that's a great area to be in to get some good shots of the castle. And, you know, they have roses all around there. It's just a great, great area of the park to be in if you just want to chill and get some great views of the castle.
You know, I have a great picture of myself holding a couple of cheeseburger spring rolls in the hub, sitting on that artificial turf.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it was during that trip when it was you, me, and Randy. And Randy had to go home and you were sick.
Yeah.
I had booked the extra day.
Yeah.
I had booked a night at the Pop Century. And I was like, dude, you should just stay with me. They're like, no, I'm sick. I want to go home. And I'm like, okay. So I stayed there by myself for a day and got me the cheeseburger spring rolls.
There you go.
And had a delightful afternoon to myself. okay. So I guess the spot I love is over at Hollywood. I'm sorry, were you?
No. Okay. I was going to say, let's do one or two more and then let's move on to some of our best quiet spots that we're aware of.
Okay. I love Sunset Boulevard at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the way the Tower of Terror looks at night, again, right as the sun is setting.
Yeah, that golden hour.
That golden hour is just the lighting that they have achieved. It's special. So I think walking and sitting down Sunset Boulevard with the lights as they're coming on, that's a special spot. And it's usually not terribly crowded there because people are usually moving, you know, either trying to get to Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster or get back and head over to the other side of the park. I love that spot. I love that spot. And if you can catch an act, what's the act where they're in the cars. I don't know if they do that at night, but
yeah, the street performers.
Yeah. They're funny. And
yeah,
anyway,
absolutely.
I love Sunset Boulevard. The ambiance, the sounds, the big band music playing, you know, little Glenn Miller. That's kind of one of my favorite spots in all the parks.
Absolutely. All right, my last one just for I'll do a couple of honorable mentions. The top of the Contemporary Hotel at the California Grill. Great views of Magic Kingdom if you've ever had a chance to go up there. Beautiful views of Magic Kingdom. You get to see everything. Another great one is if you can get up, there's a couple of trails that are really close to the Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom, and you can see the carvings in the tree, and they're just, you see all the details of all the different animals that are carved into the Tree of Life there in Animal Kingdom. But I think my final one, and I hope I didn't just steal some of yours, but
we'll see.
My final one, going back to Main Street, and if you go up, like when you come through the turnstiles and underneath the railroad, there's stairs that lead up to the railroad balcony station area. And for whatever reason, I just love standing on that balcony and looking down Main Street and just seeing the crowd. I remember one time our wives were running in Run Disney and we were waiting for them. And
you got a picture of you, me, and your brother.
Yeah. You, myself, and my brother Clark were all standing up on that balcony. And I just remember thinking, this is picturesque. I mean, you got all of Main Street you can take in, all of the, you know, the City Hall and all of that area of, you know, Main Street up in the front part, and then looking all the way down Main Street to the castle, and then seeing little peaks of a Fantasyland. It's just a great, great view any time of the day. And that's what I like, I think, the most about it. Some of these we've mentioned, like if you catch it at the wrong time, they can be pretty busy areas. But for whatever reason, that balcony there up on the railroad station seems to stay pretty open and you can go up there and just kind of chill. I guess the only time it gets crowded is when a parade comes through.
Yeah.
But other than that, it gives a great, great view of Main Street and the castle.
Okay.
All right. So that's my final view.
Your final view? I'm trying to think. Do I have a final? I mean, let me go around the parks here. You know, one view that I really, during our guys trip in January, as we were walking out, so we had just gone through Moana's Journey of Water,
mm-hmm.
and we were walking back out towards the exit, and man, I got a great shot from behind. I think you're in front of me, a couple of the guys that were with us were in front of me, and I got a shot you guys walking, and Spaceship Earth was all lit up.
The way it is now is hard to not include that in this list because with all those LED lights that they put in there, it's so
amazing. I'm surprised
it
took them so long to do this, but that is a great view either from the front or from the sides that we're looking at it from that one night. That's a great spot. That's a great picture spot. That's just a great view. And it was peaceful.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so the second part of this that I wanted to kind of talk about was some of those quiet spots. So I follow this guy on Instagram. His handle or avatar, what do they call him? His name? His Instagram name?
Sure. Handle? Profile? Sure.
Profile. Disneyverts, I think is how you say it.
Oh, I follow that.
Yeah, and so his whole focus is on, you know, if you get overwhelmed by crowds or just... You know, which I think anybody can at any given point. You don't have to struggle with, you know, being an introvert or anything like that. I think sometimes just it gets hot there, it gets overwhelming, it can get super crowded. And so I thought, man, what are some great little hideaway areas of the parks that are typically always quiet, always, you know, you're able to kind of pull away and take a breather if you have a kid that needs to, you know, settle down or whatever, then these are some of the best areas that I could think of. And so anyway, so I got
lots in mind.
Yeah, let's go. What you got first?
Oh, I think, well, okay, here's the thing. Some of these are not so picturesque.
No, right. Yeah, so like a little bit of a different topic.
Yeah.
But if you're just looking to like take a break from the crowds and get away, what are some of your favorite spots to do that?
Gaston's Tavern is one.
Okay.
Usually it's not crowded.
Yeah.
When I go in there, usually you can find a chair inside the restaurant there, inside the pub. grab yourself a little LeFou's brew.
Yes. Yeah.
And not a cinnamon roll, but I love that place. To me, that's always been a spot where if we needed to catch an AC break and a drink, go to Gaston's Tavern.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll see your Gaston's Tavern and I'll raise you an upstairs at the Columbia Harbor House.
Ooh, with a lobster roll in hand.
Yeah. Yes. So that's another great one at Magic Kingdom, which I think Magic Kingdom tends to be one of the busier parks, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pinch points in it. And so if you just need a little bit of a break, Columbia Harbor House, which is right there in front of Haunted Mansion.
A very underrated
yes.
quick service place.
But most people end up staying downstairs, and so if you go to the second floor, odds are you're going to be able to find a pretty sweet window spot that you can look over Liberty Square and all of that area, see the Haunted Mansion, and just kind of have a nice, great AC break and just kind of, you know, reset your batteries and recharge them and be able to go out and finish the rest of your day.
I love that place.
Yeah.
I am so hungry right now. I could go for a lobster roll or a bowl of clam chowder.
There you go.
Yeah, I love that place. All right, so a quiet spot. You know, how about a spot that moves? The people mover.
Yeah.
Hey, if you need a break, and especially if you have kids that need a break and maybe could lull them to sleep with the sounds of a slowly move. Actually, it's not even that. I mean, it's slow, but it's not that slow.
Right.
It's get on the people mover. It's a good, 12 to 14 minute long.
Yes.
You know, cruise around Tomorrowland. And, you know, I love that. I love that attraction
yeah.
for that very reason is that if you need a break, hop on the people mover.
Yeah, my counter to that.
That's not a secret spot. I think everybody.
Yeah.
Most people that go to Disney know that.
Yeah.
But if you didn't know that, now you do.
There you go. I think my counter to that, kind of like what we were just talking about with the two restaurants, is Mickey's PhilharMagic.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah. To me, that's a nice little, you go in, there's a show, it's air conditioned, get you out of the sun and just have a nice quiet place. And 99% of your kids are going to love it. Because they show, some classic cartoons in there. And so, anyways, Mickey's PhilharMagic is another great place for that.
And that building is cold.
Yes. Yeah, you're definitely going to get your AC breaking.
Yeah. There. I don't know what they have it set to in there.
60, perfect.
65, maybe?
Yeah, the setting is perfect.
Yeah.
All right, you got a couple of other? I got a couple more that I want to share. All right,
let me think of a few more here. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, one that I would say, and we kind of alluded to this before, is I would say any of the pavilions, country pavilions in World Showcase. There's just, several of them go back pretty deep and have just some nooks and crannies in them that are generally speaking not very busy. I mean, obviously there's some that are going to be busy. I think France is a busier one.
I was going to say, I think France is probably an outlier with that because they're always fairly busy.
But I mean, you talk about Morocco. Morocco goes way back in there.
Yeah.
There's a secret little door that just looks like it's part of the facade, but it actually leads into a gallery where they have different displays of
a bazaar.
A bazaar, yes, yeah. But I just think, again, I think there's just there's a lot of spots within the World Showcase as you go back a little bit further into the countries that allow you to, like Japan is another great one. That just has a bunch of little quiet spots that you can just hang out, get away from the crowds, not be part of that main thoroughfare get you off of that path to be able to have a quiet spot to go to.
Okay, so, man, I was trying to think of a spot in Animal Kingdom. I think you brought this up, the seating area at Flame Tree Barbecue that overlooks the lake there where they used to have that awful show, Kite Tales. but that amphitheater sits there empty. I don't know what they do there now.
Yeah,
they used to have
the
cavalcades there during COVID. But if you can sit there, it's covered.
Yeah.
It's on the water. Get you some barbecue from Flame Tree, which is actually not bad barbecue.
Get you a little
That's coming from a Texan.
Yeah, pulled pork mac and cheese.
Pulled pork mac and cheese.
So good.
That's a great spot.
Yeah.
To kind of recharge your batteries and they say don't feed the birds, but you feed the birds.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
All right. I got one or two more. Maybe an honorable mention just for all the moms out there is every single park has a child care center. So if you're, if you have little ones, every park is going to have a child care center near the front of the park. And I would say that's just a good thing to have in your back pocket if you're a mom and just need to get your child, settled down or nurse or any of those options. But the other one that I was thinking of that I love it because you're still on Main Street is that little side street off of Main Street. And it's actually called Center Street. So it's right there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think just before you get to Starbucks and all of that, there's just a little side street. There's a few tables back there. They actually play some audio that sounds like people are in the buildings around you. But generally speaking, very, very quiet, very low crowds in there. It's usually never crowded. For as crowded as Main Street can get, if you just need a little side street to get off of and not be in the crowds of Main Street, great, great option.
Yeah,
right,
and you
there.
May see the time traveler.
My God.
We've mentioned him a few times on the show. I just thought of one. So Hollywood Studios, back as you're entering, so right there were the Muppets and the entrance to Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, yes, yes.
Late at night, that place is empty.
Yeah, ghost town.
There are some benches there. We've taken a breather there several times and just kind of taking in the scenery and the sounds, pretty peaceful area back there late at night. Not a lot of people coming back from Galaxy's Edge. Actually, Galaxy's Edge at night.
Yeah.
man, when that place first opened up, you know, especially during COVID, that was not crowded at all. Galaxy's Edge, that is one of those places that it is a different animal when it is not crowded.
Absolutely.
If you can find some time there at night when it's not crowded, that's a pretty cool place to chill.
Absolutely.
Get you some blue milk. That's not green milk, but blue milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right on. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I just thought this would be a fun episode to kind of talk about some of our favorite views within the park, some of our favorite quiet spots within the park. And so
does Animal Kingdom have any quiet spots? Other than Flame Tree?
Yeah. The one that I mentioned before, those trails up near the Tree of Life, those are really quiet. I would say that back trail that leads from the Lion King over to Pandora and all of that, that path is a very least traveled path.
Yeah, that's true. Right? That's true.
Anyway, so that was kind of my thought process of this episode. As far as maybe a magical scenario, I don't know how magical scenario-y this is, if that's even a word.
Well, you just said it, so it's a word.
Maybe a would you rather. So here it is.
Okay.
Would you rather, or magical scenario, what is your favorite time in the parks? Early mornings or in that golden hour?
Golden hour. All day, every day. Give me the golden hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that's not even, there's no second guessing that.
Yeah.
So I want the golden hour.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. So I'm an early morning riser. I love getting up early and just, you know, I'll do this on our family vacations. I'll just go down and be by myself. You know, like I say, walking around the resorts. I talked about that earlier, but absolutely could not agree with you more. There is something about when the lights start to come on at Disney and it's that dusk. And the sun is just about to set and the lights start to come on. And it's just one of the most magical times at the parks.
Are you about to cry?
A little bit. I'm feeling a little verklempt. Well, listen, thanks for listening in to the show. Give us a like or a follow. Give us some of your favorite quiet spots and some of your favorite views within the parks. We'd love to hear. We'd love to learn. If there's something we missed that you think should be on our list.
Oh, guarantee we missed a lot of things.
Tons of
35-minute episodes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, if you like this show, if you're on Apple Podcasts, you hit the little subscribe button. It's free. Spotify Podcast. I think you also hit follow or something like that. But give us a review if this is something that you like to listen to. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Or actually not hear it, but read it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway.
Thanks, everyone.
Until next time.